Down for a wedding. Okay, so we'll start from Lamed Amid Beis. We'll do Perik Enoin Dem Lehispalo. The Gemara presents that the Mishnah and the Braisa have two different versions. How should a person prepare himself for davening? So the Mishnah says that before you start davening, he should be in a state of Kovid Rosh. And the Gemara says seriousness. He shouldn't be kibitzing. He shouldn't be fooling around. And the Braisa is from the Tosefta to the middle of Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph Enam Lehispalo. Different thing. A person is in the middle of a mashor, in the middle of a tosfos, and when he's going to daven, he's going to be thinking about learning. So he should start davening mitoch halacha psuka, that he's not going to be continuing to think and learning. So the Gemara says some Amoraim followed the eights of the Mishnah to put themselves in a serious mood, and other Amoraim followed the eights of the Braisa to start davening.
You can do both.
It's not a stira, that is correct. But the Gemara says some follow the Mishnah and some follow the Braisa. Then the Gemara here on the bottom of Laman on the base quotes the Pasuk Ishtachval Hashem Bahadras. How does the Pasuk go? Bahadras Kotshay. Hadras Kodesh. So the Gemara has two ways of interpreting the Pasuk. Either Bahadras Miloshen Hador, the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim, when he would daven, he would always dress up nicely. What is it? Hador Rav Yudah have a mitzai nafshe b'hador masli. He would dress up nicely. That's Hador Bahadras Kodesh. And the other opinion was, Bahadras means Becherdas Kodesh, that the person should be Becharode, should be in a serious mood. So that depends whether you follow the Mishnah or you follow the Braisa. If you follow the Mishnah, you should be in a serious mood before you start davening. And if you follow the Braisa, Halacha Psuka, then the Pasuk Bahadras Kodesh just means you should dress up nicely. That's based on, that the Gemara has in other places, based on the Pasuk, Hikon Dekeres Alekecha Yisrael. That's in the first parak in Masech HaShabbos, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk for Novi, Hikon Dekeres Alekecha Yisrael. A person should dress up nicely before he starts to daven. Then the Gemara has this strange story that they were at a wedding and they asked the Bochum that they should sing a niggun. So they sang a niggun, Vailon de Misnat, woe unto us that we're all going to die. That's the niggun to play, that's the top of Lamed Aleph Manam. That's the niggun to sing at a wedding. What is that all about? So in the back of the Gemara, the Maritz Chais explains, and other Mefarshim have it as well, that the whole purpose of getting married is because people don't live forever, and we want to extend our lives, so we want to get married and have children. So it'll be considered as if there's a hemshach to our lives. We live into the future by having children. So that's at a wedding. That's what the wedding is all about. That vaylon de misna. Okay. Then the Gemara says that at a wedding, taka there's an inyan to be misamechas and mekala. The Gemara has on the last line on the Aflamen and Beis, Chazina LeRabbanon, the father of the Chassan noticed that the Talmidim, Rabbanon means the Talmidim, have a kabat chituba. They were a little bit too cheerful. Too cheerful is no good. Anything in excess is no good. To be too sad and to be too cheerful, too much is no good. So he broke he smashed a very expensive kli. And he put everybody into a serious mood. So Tosfos says, this is the mocker, the top Tosfos. Mikan Noga, the Shabbos Chuch has been Yisuin. That's why we have the Minig. It's not really so much as that people always say, now we're going to make a Zecha L'Churban. It's not so much a Zecha L'Churban. We want to tone down the Simcha, that it shouldn't be an excess. The Gemara says, Ozim Ole Schok Pino, when the Beis HaMikdash shall be rebuilt, that's 10 lines from the top, then we'll be rolling in laughter. So it does have to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash of Bizman Hazeh. You should not be in a state of excessive rejoicing, but it's not really outright based on to remember the Imloyalis Yerushalayim or Osim Chasi, is not so much. Just to make sure that they don't be misamech in excess. The minig is that we use, Tosfos says, Zechuches l'shabe, Zechuches bini suin. And Achreinim and Ebenezer write that the minig developed in Europe that when you have an engagement party, so you break a kli cheres. Why do you break here a kli cheres and here a kli zechuches? So kli cheres, if it's mekabel tume, ein lo tara b'mikveh, the pasuk says. The only way to make a tara is by smashing it. A kli zechuches, min ha-tara is not mekabel tume at all. The Gemara has in the first parak, and Masech HaShabbos, Kli Zchuches is Mekabel Tumah Midrabbanan, because Midrabbanan, they declared it like the Zchuches is made from sin, so it's like Cheres. Midrabbanan, they treat it like Cheres. But it has Tarab and Mikveh. It doesn't have all the Dinah Midrabbanan like Cheres. Cheres doesn't have Tarab and Mikveh, because Kli Zchuches does have Tarab and Mikveh. So that's what the Pesach Teshuvah in Eben Ezra quotes, that the reason why you use cheres for the engagement, because the Mechaber quotes that there's a cherem hakadmoin, and cherem seems in the days of the Goyim not to back out from a shidduch after the tenoim. If a couple is married and they want to get divorced, so there's a parsha neter, so there's a tikkun. If the marriage is not working out well, so there's a tikkun. But if the couple is only engaged and they want to back out, what is he backing out for? So if the Shulam Mechaber writes, if the sister of the Kada became a Mishum Edes or anything serious like that, so then it caused it, there's a good cause to back out. So then there's no Cherem HaKadmon. B'ki HaGabna, it's permissible to back out. But they're not living together, so what did he back out from the engagement for? He doesn't know what she's like, really. He doesn't really know her well. So that's a Cherem HaKadmon, not to back out. So that's why they use a Kli. They break a kli in order to tone down the simcha. Why do you use a cheres here and a zchuches there? Because the cheres has no tar b'mikveh, has no tikkun if it becomes tameh. That's why they say there's a cherem hakadmonim, not to back out from an engagement. And some would even go so far to say it's preferable to get married to the girl and give her a get rather than to back out from the tenoim. That's already highly questionable. I remember there's a fellow came in, this was on my set 40 years ago. Someone came in from out of town, from Canada. He wanted me to meet his daughter. He needed a shidduch for his daughter. The girl was an older girl. So there was an older boy in the Beis Medrash who was never married. So I set him up with the girl. Turns out the girl was a grusha. The girl's father never told me that. So she can't marry a kohen. What happened? She wanted to back out from, the girl wanted to back out from the shidduch. After they got engaged, so the father was achsidish, so he didn't let her back out. So they had the full-blown wedding, $75,000 wedding. And then they gave a get the same night. I don't think that was the minig. That was never the minig. You give a ring, you say, those who have that minig, that you don't back out from the engagement, so you give a ring, you say, Hariat Mukadeshisli, you don't have 1,000 people come to the wedding, and then you back out the next day. That you give a get. You give a kiddushin, and you give a get right away, but you don't have the whole wedding. I thought that was very ridiculous. Anyway, so some have such a kepeda. They say this from the Vilna Gaon also, the difference between the kli cheres and the kli zchuches. That the reason why an engagement you use a kli cheres, because it has no tar b'mikveh, so you're not allowed the cherem hakadmoinim, not to back out from an engagement, unless you have a real cause, unless you have a serious cause. As for example, the sister of the Kala became Mishum Edes. That's considered a serious cause. The different minhagim exactly when you break the Kli Zchuches after the Kiddushin or after the Nisuin. Tosis says B'Nisuin. I don't know if it necessarily means like we do, after the whole chup is all over, after Nisun. It could be that Tosis meant at a wedding. Doesn't necessarily mean like we do. It could mean that it's in between. The different minhagim, whether you break the kli zchuches in the middle, or after the whole chup is all over. Then the Gemara said, what's an example? Chacham Avadya writes, he thought it was strange that the whole idea of breaking the plate is to tone down the simcha. So after they finish reading the ksuba, then they after the whole chup is over, then they break the kli zechuches. So right after everybody after the chasm breaks the tzchucha, everybody screams out Mazel Tov and they start dancing. So he thought that doesn't make any sense. He recommended you should break the kli tzchuchas in the middle when everybody's singing Himesh Kochech. Okay, I don't see how it helps to solve the problem, though. I mean, you don't say Mazel Tov immediately, Tuch de Dibur, after... okay, tones it down a little bit. What? Right. Yeah, but that's the minig, that does say in Poskim, that you say Mesh Kochech Yerushalayim. Mladas Yerushalayim Arastim Chasim. Okay, you would say Mesh Kochech is unrelated to breaking the Kli Tzchuchas. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Diffen Amarayim fulfilled, followed the Braise, that you shouldn't start davening unless Mitoch Halacha Psuka. The different Amarayim had a different Halacha Psuka. So some had, Kihod the Rab Zeir, the Rab Zeir Menei Selach Mira Alatzman, Shafil the Rais Tipas Dam Kechardl, Yoshev Solo Shivinikim. If I'm not mistaken, the Ramam has that in the Seder HaTfilo, that when you say Birchas HaTor in the morning, so you say Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, Yer Hashem Ponu Velachav Yichoneko, then you say Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir, and so on, because you want to demonstrate the Gemara at the end of the first parak had a machlokes amarim. Do you recite Birchas HaTor only if you're learning Chumash Torah Shebichsav, or even if you're saying a Braise, even if you're saying a Mishnah, even saying a Braise? So we say a Braise Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir, Eilu Dvarim She'ein Mechot Perisayim Boel Mazat Mishnah and a Braise. So we demonstrate that you need Birchas HaTor for that, and since we say the Birchas HaTor, some people say right before they're about to daven, other people say the first thing in the morning when they wake up. They're going to think in learning, so they say Birchas HaTor. But other people say Birchas HaTor right before they're about to start davening. So they add on, B'nai Sisalach Mi'ra Al-Atzman, that's going to be the Halacha Psukah. Yeah, what is this, B'nai Sisalach Mi'ra Al-Atzman? So this is, in the end of Masechas Nida, the Gemara says, this is a minik. This is not even a din with the Rabbanon. There's not even a din. Hechad the nog nog, hechad the lo nog lo nog. In the communities where they don't have the minig, it doesn't apply. But I say selach meira latzman. There is a machlokes. The Shachan Yeridei quotes. There is a machlokes harishayin. And what about bizman hazeh? It has been observed for so many generations, so many centuries, and maybe by now it became already a din with the rabbanon. But I say selach meira latzman, etc. So that's a machlokes of Rishayin. We pass on the Shach says in based on the Shulchan Aruch, we pass on halacha even bizman hazeh, it did not become din de rabbanon. It's only a minig afilu bizman hazeh. What's an afkamina halacha lemaisa? Whether it's only a minig or it's a din de rabbanon, it's binding anyway. Because by us, everything is hechad de nog. No, it is a minig all over the world. So the Shach points out that afkamina ledin is with respect to tliya. What's a din of Taliyah? If two women were sleeping in a bed, and then you find a kesem on the bed, so you don't know whether they were both Torahs. They were both Torahs. Now you don't know which one of them became a nida. Whether Rachel and Leah both sleeping on the bed. So you can't. So the whole din of kesem, no, nida had hagoshet. So whatever, there's no hargosha, the whole din that she becomes a nida is only with the rabbanon. That's the gemara in the end of nida. Minatoy, you only become a nida if you had hargosha. So if, let's say the two women who were sleeping in the bed, one of them is a nida and one of them is a tahira. Mm-hmm. One is muteris labaila. When she's touching the other woman, she becomes tamea maga nida, but she doesn't become asur al baila. But one, it happens to be a nida and one is tahira, muteris labaila. So then, and then you find the tipas dam. So then, that's it. Then tell them, "Sakal kolam imakulko." We have the right to attribute. It's based on sveika derabon lekula. It's not identical with it. It's a step past sveika derabon lekula. Since you're talking about a real beli hargosh, it's only a kesem. So you have a right to assume that the woman who's the nida, that she had another tipas dam, and the woman whose Torah is still becheskas Torah. But if they're both Torahs, they're both mataris lebailei and. And now you find the tipas dam, so you can't just arbitrarily say, "Amuter sveika de rabban lekula." Alas, the other woman. The other woman say, "Amuteris lebaila." The other woman is asur lebaila. You can't just arbitrarily. Each one is going to say sveika rabban lekula. You can't say sveika rabban lekula, but makam tate de sasri. That's the din of shnei shvilin. That if you have, you know for sure. that a mace was buried 100 years ago. A mace was buried, let's say there are two highways here, there's the Harlem River Drive and there's the Henry Hudson Parkway. And you know that 100 years ago a Jewish mace was buried, the length of the mace is to the width of the highway. Whoever goes on that highway becomes a Tommy mace. But it's already 100 years ago, so it was forgotten which of the two highways, whether the Harlem River Drive or the Hudson or the Henry Hudson Parkway. So if someone drove on one or someone drove on the other one, then you say Sofik Tuma Bishusarab Misfeka Tor, you have a right to be Mitar. What if the same person went on both? Say so for sure he's Tommy. What if Shachi's Tommy? What if one person drove on one highway, one person drove on the other highway? Bold Yishol Bevasach, as they come to the same rabbi to ask the Shaila, or one of them asks the other one, please ask on my behalf also. So one person presents this Shaila to the rabbi, so the rabbi can't paskin, they're both Tor, it's a tar to the Sasre, and to say arbitrarily to be Toyler the Tumah and the other person. You can't say like that. Mm-hmm. So if it's Shnei Shvilin, you have to paskin L'chumra. So the case of Tosis says that Minat Torah, really, they're both Tahiris. It's only a Chumr Midrabbanan. Tosis proves in the Gemara like that. It's only a Chumr Midrabbanan that it's Mechzik Yechucha V'Yitlulo. It looked ridiculous that the Poisik is going to say that you are Tahir and you're Tahir. How can it be that they're both Tahir Tatirisas? Tosis says Minat Torah, they really are both Tahir. Because you have a right, each one has a right to follow Chazoke, even though it's a Dabashi Yav Shelios. That's the Aloch, you follow Chazoke, each one has a Cheskastar. But with the Rabbanu, we don't allow. So that case happens to be, you're dealing with a Sveika Deraisa, where you're dealing whether the person is Tomei or not. But we have a rule, Safik Tumah B'Shusa Rabim is Lekula. And even though it's a Dabashi Yav Shelios, the Tosfos says it's still Lekula based on the Cheskastara. It should still be Lekula, but Midrabbanan, they said that in Mechzik, Echula Betlula, Chuch Betlula, he can't be matter by both. So one could argue the point and say, but maybe if it's only maybe if you're only dealing with a Din Derabbanan, like some, it's only a Din Derabbanan, maybe then you should be making on both. So the Gemara is beferish not something. The Gemara by B'dikas Chometz. In the first parak Himsach, the Gemara says, I was Boidik Shnei Batim, and then we saw an achbar ran in with a piece of chametz in its mouth. Achbar ran in either to this apartment or to that apartment, and then it ran out. And so one of them is no longer the cheskas tahara, because the achbar probably was dropping crumbs of chametz all over the place. So which of the two has to be by the chametz all over again? So Gemara said, that's the din of Shnei Shvilin. So what was the answer? That's the din of Shnei Shvilin. So it means that just like by Shnei Shvilin, even though you're dealing with a din deraisa there, but just like Shnei Shvilin, you go to Chumra, that Mechzik Yechuch V'Tlula cannot pass can attack to the Sasri. So too, by B'dikas Chometz also, cannot pass can attack to the Sasri. That's how Taisus learns. Not all the Rishonim agree. Other Rishonim say, no, it's Hainu Shnei Shvilin, and you go to Kula on both. But the Taisus learns that you don't allow. So that's what we usually assume. That's a din in Yeridei. The last simon in Yeridei Chalak Alf Simon Kuf Yud Alef is about Shtei Kederis. If you have two pots of soup, kosher soup, and you have a treifa ingredient, and you drop the treifa ingredient, a treifa flavoring, either in this or the other one. You don't remember which one. Why don't you just taste them, have someone taste it and see which one has the treifa, has that flavoring. It means you poured flavoring into two bottles of flavoring, the same flavor. And one of them is kosher, one of them is not kosher, but they taste exactly the same. So I poured one flavoring into one pot of soup, the other flavoring into the other pot of soup. Now he doesn't remember which is which. So one of them is treif, one of them is kosher. So if it's an Issa deraisa, so you say Safik deraisa l'chumer. If it's an Issa derabbanan, they have the right to say Sveika the Rabban Lakula, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, he can't, because it's an Ikva Yisura. For sure, one of them is stripes. So he can't say Sveika the Rabban Lakula.
If they come to the Rav separately, asking each one is Torah, by the next reading, right?
If it belongs to two different people.
Yeah.
If it belongs to two different people, could be. I don't remember already. But if it's, let's say it's the same person. Let's say one person owns the both pots of soup.
No, I'm talking about the Shvilin.
Oh, Shnei Shvim, yeah.
They become separately.
Separately, the Posek will paskan, and he's Tohar, and he's Tohar. Yeah. Yeah. And Min HaTorah, even if they come Bolishol Bevasachas, also Min HaTorah, Tosfos says, it's also Lohokel, even though it's a Dabashi Epshalios, because of the din of Chazal Cheskas Tara. Cheskas Tara, Yishtalav Cheskas Tara, even though it's a Dabashi Epshalios. But Madur Abana, we don't allow you to paskan Tartar Esasir, because Mechzik Yechucha Be'etlulam. So we assume that din of Shnei Shvilin, so if one of the pots of soup is treif, let's say I have Goyishim workers, I'm working in the house, and it's my responsibility to give them lunch. So I cook the pot of treif of food for them. I have a pot that's miyuchad. So I cook treif of food for them, and then I have a kosher pot. And then I pour this flavoring into either one, or I pour the same flavoring into both pots, but one of the bottles of flavoring was kosher, one was treif. Now I don't remember whether I poured the kosher into the kosher, the treif into the treif. Maybe I poured the treif flavoring into the kosher pot. They're both going to taste the same, because everything is the same. Except that one is kosher, one is treif. So in that case, if one is kosher, one is treif, then you say, tell them, then you have a right to be mekel. So that's like the two women sleeping in the bed. And one of them is a nida anyway, she's asur al-baila. The other one is tahira, she's materis al-baila. Then you find the kesem, so the kesem is only creates a problem in the rabbana because there's no hargosha. So then if one of them is anyway a nida, so you say, tell them it's hakal kol abim makulkom. Let's say one. Okay. So the shayla is here, let's say one of the women was roya tipas dam kachardl. Roya tipas dam kachardl. So she needs shiv and a ki mitam minig. So let's say it's already the fifth day in the shiv and a ki. So the two women sleeping in the same bed, one of them is in the middle of the shiv and a ki. So she's, let's say she's then a second day in the shiv and a ki. So she has to wait shiv and a ki anyway. And the other woman is tahara. So do you have the right to say, tell them hakal kol abim kol, that the kesem, do you have the right to attribute the kesem to the woman who needs the shiv and a ki anyway? So the Shach explains, this would depend on this machlokes of Rishayim, whether the din bizman hazeh, the din bizman gemara Reb Zera ben Aselach Mira Latzmon was only a minig, and the gemara said beferish hechad nog nog hechad lo nog lo nog. It wasn't universally observed, this minig, but bizman hazeh is universally observed. So did it become a din derabbanan bizman hazeh? So if it became a real din derabbanan, then she's the mekulkol. So then you have a right to say tell the misal kol kol be mekulkol. But if it's still only a minig, even bizman hazeh it's only a minig, so then the amikar adin, you say they're both tahiris, you have to be machmer on both. So the Shach says that's how you pass him. Even bizman hazeh it's only a minig, it didn't become a din derabbanan.
How does something become a din derabbanan automatically? I mean, don't they have?
Yeah, does it mean that the rabbanan approved the minig? And therefore, they sort of implied, we want you to continue observing the minig. So it became a din derabbanan. No. The Gemara says, bin hogam a binding, a minig is only binding, mitam neder midirabbanan. That itself is only midir. That a minig is binding, layachal. Layachal is only midirabbanan. Men ator you need nefesh kisichaba levate bisosai. Just because you know you get minig, that's not binding. So the whole din that he observed, a minig toiv, I treated like. The Gemara says that Nidre Hegdish Achal Balev, Kol Nidiv Leboi Leseviu. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Divrei Hayomim, that those who had accepted in their heart, they accepted in their minds, a neder to donate a korban oila, brought the korban oila to the Beis HaMikdash. I think the pasuk is in Divrei Hayomim by the Bai Sheni, beginning of the Bai Sheni period. So that's a din deraisa. That's a din. The Gemara says, all in Yoni Haflo, you need Amira, except for two. It's Neksim Abakechad Emulam. There are two exceptions to the rule. You don't need Amir. So one is Afrasha Struma. Afrasha Struma is really an Indian of Hafloah. That you should really have required Amir. And the Gemara quotes a Pasuk in the end of Parsha Shlach that you don't need Amir. Nechshalacham Chumaschim. Truman, he tells me Machshalim. The other Pasuk is this Pasuk in Devar Yom, called Nidiv Levada Seviyo. You can be Menadev Akorban Belev. So that's on the din of the, on the level of the Raisa, that's the exception to the rule. So now with the Rabbanan, they said, whenever the minig is for a Dvar Mitzvah, if it's a Shtikol Mitzvah, so then with the Rabbanan, it's binding mitam neder with the Rabbanan. But it's only b'toris minig. But if after generations, of observing the minig, it became accepted universally, and then the Chachamim approved of it. So then if they approved it, then they made it into a din, they may have made it into a din derabbanan, which is slightly higher level than the minig, which is also only midirabbanan, but it's a lower level. So the Shach says, we pass on halacha, that it's not even bizman azer, it's not a din derabbanan, it's only a minig, and therefore it comes out of chumrah. Therefore it comes out of chumrah, that she's not mekulkal, they're both equal. They're both tahiris maker a din, yeah. What is this chumr? What is it all about? Shivin Akim. What is Shivin Akim? So on the level of the Raisa, there are differences between a nida and a zava. The difference in description is a nida has a riyazdan be es nidosa, and the zava has a riyazdan below es nidosa. When is es nidosa? When is low es nidosa? So es nidosa, let's say a young girl starts having a period. So that's be es nidosa. So let's say the first time the girl has a riyaz dam, so she's a nida for 7 days. Then the first 11 days following those 7 days is called yud alaf yom shebe nida le nida. So if the isha has a riyaz dam within the 11 days following the 7 days of yimei nidosa, then it's called riyaz dam below es nidosa. So if she has a riyaz dam 1 day or 2 days in a row, then she's only a zavaktana, she just needs a meres yom kenegad yom. If she has a riyaz dam 3 days in a row, and within the year, Aleph Yom Shebe Nida. The Nida, then she becomes a Zabak Doila, and she needs Shivin Akim. A Nida does need Shivin Akim. A Nida Minatara only needs Shivin Yamim Temein. Let's say a woman starts having a Riyaz Dam on Sunday morning. She has a Riyaz Dam for 6.5 days, till Shabbos afternoon. And then the Dam stops Shabbos afternoon. She makes a Bedika Hepsektar before Shkia, before Shabbos is over. She sees that the Dam stops. And Minatara, she can go to Mikveh, Amatzoi Shabbos. Anita does need Shivin Akim. She's Tameya for 7 days. That includes all the days on which there was Dam. So that's Minat Torah. So that's one difference between Anita and Azava. The difference in description is the Anita has the Dam be Es Nidosa, and Azava has the Dam below Es Nidosa. Below Es Nidosa is the Halacha Moshe Mesinai of Yudal of Yom Shebe Nida La Nida. The Gemara has on the last daf of Masechas Nida, it's a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether this idea of Yudal of Yom Shebe Nida La Nida is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, or no, you don't need Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. You can read it in between the lines. Rabbi Kiva, Hayadorish Al-Kol Kotz V'Kotz Tili Tilim Shel Halacha. Rabbi Kiva had a knack of darshaning what other Tanoim said is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. He said, you don't need Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. I see it in the pasuk. So Rabbi Kiva over here also, the Gemara says, a few cases, Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't need Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, you can figure it out from the pasuk. And we really don't hold like that. We hold that it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. There may be other differences also, whether it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai or Deraisim. There may be differences. Anyway, so the Nida does need Shivin Akim, she does Tameh for 7 days, and the Zava needs Shivin Akim. Another difference is that when the Zava becomes Torah, she has to bring a carbon. The Zava is Zava, when they become Torah, they have to bring a carbon. And Nida doesn't have to bring a carbon every month. She goes to Mikvah, she becomes Torah. Rashi, in a few places in Shas, quotes from the Gaonim that a Nida can be Tovelus in a Mikvah, and a Zava has to have Maim Chaim. Has to have the source of the water, has to be from underground sources, from a mayon. You can't have rainwater that collected in a eshborin, in a bor. And in another five, that's Rashi in 4 or 5 places quotes from the Gaonim. Another 4 or 5 places, Rashi quotes it from the Gaonim and says that they're wrong, because he quotes it with Herish Tosefta in Masechas Megillah, in the first paragraph, when you have all the ein beins listed, so Tosefta has more ein beins. So it says, "Em mein zav lezava ela shahazav ton maim chaim." Azava ain't a tuna maim chaim. So he said, "You don't need maim chaim. Maim chaim means a mayon. Azava does not need a mayon." The Ramban Chumash also quotes the end of Parshas Metzora. I think the Ramban quotes it that the Goyim insist that you need maim chaim for azava, and he says it's wrong. He quotes the same Tosefta that Rashi quotes. So these are the differences between a need and azava. So, but a woman, in order to require Shivin Akim, you have to have Riyaz Dam 3 days in a row in the Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida L'Nida. So what did that happen? I said, Achmir Al-Atzman, Shafil L'Rei is Tipas Tankahar, one Riyah, you need Shivin Akim. How can it be that one Riyah, you need Shivin Akim? So this is, the Minig is an extension of Takonas Rebbe. In the end of Masechas Nido, the Gemara quotes, Hiskin Rebbe Basodos. Rebbe made a Takonah, One Girsa has it, Hiskin Rebbe, and they say the name of a city, something like Sardis. And the other Girsa has it, no, Basardis, for the farmers who are not learned. Rebbe made a takana for the Amaratzim that you treat every woman as if she's a Towa. Towa is a technical term that appears in Mishnayos. It used to be so annoying to remember whether you're a Nida or Zava, so apparently some of the women would have amnesia and whatever, they would forget where they're holding. They wouldn't remember whether a Nida, whether they're Zava, whether they had a miscarriage, whether they're Tahira. They just forgot what happened in the world. They didn't remember. So that's a Toa. So you have Mishnayos like that, the Mishnah Nida, and the Mishnah in Erechin. The same Mishnah appears in two Masechtos. A woman is a Toa, she doesn't remember what she's up to. She doesn't remember what's going on, whether she's a Nida or a Zava, a Tahira, or a Mapelis, or a Yoledis. She forgot already what's doing in her life. So the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah goes with the opinion that Tfila Bizman HaMitzvah, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Is it a mitzvah to go to mikveh the earliest available opportunity? Then in the days of the Rishonim, it was a machlekes hadapas. In the days of the Geonim, there was a machlekes hadapas. So Rov HaGeonim held tefillah bezman is mitzvah. Days of the Rishonim, the machlekes was repeated. Days of the Rishonim, the consensus changed. And the Rov HaRishonim held that tefillah bezman is lav mitzvah. There's also a machlekes rabbi in a town with his brother-in-law. Had a machlekes, and the psak hamikupel is that Rov HaRishonim held tefillah bezman is lav mitzvah. Yeah, but that Mishnah in Erechin and Anida goes with the opinion that Tana goes with the opinion Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah. So the Mishnah says the woman doesn't remember whether she's Anida or a Zaba or Yeroledes, so she has to go to Mikveh every day for 35 days or something like that. Maybe this, maybe that, maybe the other thing. If you hold Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah, let her just wait till the Acharei Kechlos HaKol, after all the Sfeikas are up. She'll go to Mikveh once then. That's where we would paskin. But that Tana and that Mishnah happens to go with the opinion that we don't accept that Tefillah Bizmana is mitzvah. Yet we don't accept that Tana Bizmana is ever harayah. Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam in Yuma, first parak in Yuma. We paskan Tefillah Bizmana lav mitzvah v'harayah. If Tefillah Bizmana would be a mitzvah, we would insist that all the single girls have to go to mikveh. We don't insist. We don't, if it's not relevant, so they don't have to go to mikveh. So since they don't have to, so the Rivosh slapped on an Issa. He says a single girl is not permitted to go to mikveh. It was just going to lead her to sin. Years ago, when they started the whole system that now it's already so kavua, all the boys and the girls go to Eretz Yisrael for 1 year or so in between high school and college. So when they started going to Eretz Yisrael, so they started educating the girls. So they taught them how to read Matei Ephraim. Matei Ephraim is a sefer on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he says there that on the Erev Yom Kippur, everybody goes to the mikveh, even the single girls. So the single girls went to the mikveh. They wanted to go to the mikveh. So the mikveh lady said, you can't go to the mikveh, you're single, you're not married. They said, no, but we learned in the seminary, we learned in the Matei Ephraim. So they called up Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he said, we don't follow that Matei Ephraim. We don't allow single girls to go to the mikveh. It's just going to lead them to sin. Yeah. So the Gemara has this Hisken Rebbe Basodis. Rebbe made a takana for the farmers who are not learned that you treat every woman as if she were a Toa, even though she knows where she's holding. She knows that she has a normal Riyaz Dam. We treat every woman as if she's a Toa, as if she doesn't remember whether she's in the Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida, the Nida, or she's not then. She's Bimei Nidosa. So if she's Bimei Nidosa, then you don't need Shiva Nakim, you just need another Timna Shisha Bahu. That day that she had a Riyaz Dam, so she has to wait another 6 days and then go to the mikveh. If she has a Riyaz Dam 2 days in a row, so the worst it can be, the most chumra thing could be that it's Yemei Nidosa, so she has to wait till the 7 days are up. If she has Riyaz Dam 3 days in a row, then we are Machmir. Then Rebbe made a takani. Treat every woman as if she's a Toa, as if she's Mesupekis, whether she's in Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva. So you tell her that you need Shiva Nikim. Yeah. Then the Gemara has that he threw in another Chumrah. What's another Chumrah? If she had a Riyaz Dam, I forgot already. Okay. That was Rabbi's Takana. That was Rabbi Stakhanah. So he treated every woman as if she's... So if she had a Riyaz Dam 2 days in a row, the most you can say is that she's... she can't say she needs Shiva Nikim. How can you need Shiva Nikim? She's not a Zavik Dola. So the most you can say is that she's a... if he says she's a Zava, so she just needs Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom. She just has to make a Bdika 1 day, the next day, and then she can go to Mikveh after that. But you have to be concerned, maybe the 2 days in a row, maybe she's a Nida. So she has to wait till the end of 7 days. Yeah, the end of the 7 days, when you count the 7 days. So you should really count, let's say she has a Riyaz Dam 2 days in a row, Sunday and Monday. So Sunday and Monday, we treat her as if she doesn't remember. So maybe she's in the middle of Yud Aleph Yom Shemei Nida La Nida. So all you have to wait is, she had a Riyaz Dam Sunday and Monday, she makes a Hefsek Tara Monday evening before the Shkia, then she'll make a Bedika on Tuesday morning, and then in Atar she can meet Tovelis, Mixtasayim Kukul, she can make Tovelis on Monday in the morning, and Midirabban on Reb Shimon at the end of Nida. The Tana Reb Shimon says, you don't allow that Midirabban on Shematira Batista, so she has to wait till the night, till Monday night, and then be Tovelis. So if she would have known that it's in the middle of Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida LeNida, she would only have to have Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom. But she doesn't. We treat her as if she doesn't remember. So maybe she's really in the middle of Yemei Nidosa. So therefore you need more than 1 day. You can't just make a bedikah the next day and go to mikveh. You treat her as if she were a Nida. So if she were a Nida, what do you need? So you should say Sunday or Thursday, Monday or second day. You have to have another 5 days, then go to mikveh the night following. So Rebbe threw in another chumrah. Maybe the first day, even though it looked like the same maradam, Sunday and Monday, maybe the first day was really a maratohar. Not every shade of red is a maratomi. Because manazed, we're not so bikim in the maras adam, so we machman everything. But just because of a machman, you can't make a chumrah hamavila de kula. Whenever you make a chumrah, you have to be careful, it shouldn't lead to a kula. So maybe the first day, the red color was a maratoh, maybe only the second day was a maratomi. So maybe she became a nida from the second day on, so it's not enough to wait another 5 days, go to mikveh after you have to wait another 6 days. Maybe the first day was a maratoh, and only Monday was a maratomi, so you need another 6 days. Okay, so teishev, shisha behem. You have to wait another 6 days. Not, you don't say 5 days, you say 6 days. So that makes sense. That makes sense? Okay, that was Rebbe's takana. If a woman has a riyah 3 days in a row, even though she knows that she's bimei nidosa, she didn't become a zavik dola. Well, we treat her as if she were a toa, and she would need shiva nikim. So then, they introduce a nuchumr. Even if she only has riyah stam kechardu, one riyah, she needs shiva nikim. How can that be? You only need Shiva Nikim if you're a Zavik Dol. The Zavik Dol means you had Riyaz Dam 3 days in a row, 3 consecutive days within the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida Manida. So true, we treat all the women as if they're Safik Nida, Safik Zava, as if she's a Toa, that she doesn't remember what part of the month she's in. But how can it be one Riyaz Dam is M'chayb to wait Shiva Nikim? So that's what the Rishonim explained. And Yeridei, the quote, the Rishonim explained, sometimes one Riyaz Dam will require Shiva Nikim. When is that? If the woman already became a Zavik Doila last week, and then she's counting Shiva Nikim, and then she has a Riyaz Dam the 5th day, the 6th day, the 7th day of the Shiva Nikim, so that's Soyser. Everything, if you have a Riyaz Dam, a Soyser, you can't say, I had 4 Yomim Nikim, and I had a Riyaz Dam, that day doesn't count. I had 4 Yomim Tahirim, 4 Yomim Nikim, so I'll count another 3 days. It has to be Ritzufim. 7 days of Nikim have to be Ritzufim. It can't be Mitzar 4 days before the Dam and 3 days after the Dam. So in that case, if you had a Riyaz Dam, one tip as Dam Kechardel, it'll be Soyser, whatever part of the Shiva Nikim he counted already, and it'll require of you that you need Shiva Nikim all over again. So that's the Chumrah, Bnei Selach Mira Latzman. They took the Takanas Rebbe and they went one step further. Rebbe made a takana, you treat every woman as if she's a Safik Toa. She doesn't remember, even though she does remember. You treat her as if she doesn't remember whether she's Bimei Nidosa, Bimei Zivosa. So this Chumra, Bnei Selach Mira Latzman, the Minig developed that even if a woman has one Tipas Dam Kechardel, We treat it as if maybe she forgot, maybe she already was a Zava from last week, and maybe this Riyas Dam is requiring its Soyser, whatever Shibnikim she made. There is such a case, and it will require Shibnikim. So that's what the Minig is based on. What does it mean, Tipas Dam Kachardl? So Poshib Sham Kachardl means a Mashahu, that in a Riyas Nida, in a Riyas Zava, there is no Shir. There is no Shir. When you talk about Tumas Mago, when I touch a dead sheretz, or I touch an avela, I come a katu in avela, so there's a minimum amount, there's a shear by maga. But if you're talking about tumas riya, tumas yotzal migufoy, so the shear is kolshu. So that's the pashup shot. Right, it's tipis dam kahardal, that there's no minimum amount. When you're talking about a woman finds a kesem, there was no hagosha, so then you don't know whether, is it really a kesem that came in amokar? It came b'li hagosha. So it's not going to be Tmeh Min HaTorah anyway, but is it Min HaMokar, and therefore it makes her a Nida Mid HaRabbana, Riyas Dam Min HaMokar, or maybe it's from a Macholis. It was in the days of the Tanaim, it was very common that they had bugs climbing around in all the beds. So if a person sleeps on top of a bug, the dam of the bug is going to get squeezed out, going to get absorbed into the sheet. So you can never tell. Maybe it's dam from a Macholis. It's the same color as Dam HaNida. So they made a din that if it's less than a gris, you have a right to be told about macholas. On the level of the Raisa, there was no hargosha, so she started. Anyway, on the level of Rabban, that they said maybe it's dam and amoker, but you're going to ein chayisha sheir sheves tachas baila. Every woman will become asural baila every day. There are bugs on the sheets all the time. So bizman atanoim, they made this kula that if it's less than a gris, you don't have to be chayishesh. That maybe it came in Amok, I have a right to be toiled by Macholas. Macholas is a bug. Yeah, even though that's a Shaili. The Shaili, is this a Tliya? So Bizman HaZed, Macholas is not Motzei at all. In our homes, Macholas are not Motzei, so you should say that is not a valid Tliya. But they say, no, since in the days of the Tanaim, it was so common, so that was the Takona, that's the Shir. Less than the Shir, you don't have to be Machmas. So the Minig of the Moira Hero is Lahokal on this. The Achrayim discuss it. How did that become established? Who decided that? That it's a shear. It's not a tliya, it's a shear. So they all talk about that. Rabbi Chaska Abramsky, as a sefer on the Tosefta, he also talks about it. It's the recent poskim talk about it. Until recently, all the beds had machalas, so we understood it. And in recent years, we hardly have any machalas.
Yeah, sometimes bed bugs. It does. Very frequently because the quality come from Asia and they're infested. So with the technology that we have today, we can tell the difference from the technology that this is a bug's blood.
Strictly speaking, you can't tell, right? You can't tell. Same thing, you can tell whether it's dam mako or dam in amoker, you can tell because the dam in amoker is not recycling in the whole body. So it's not going to have any oxygen. It's going to have less oxygen. Dam from a makos, regular dam, so has oxygen in it. So that was a machloikas between Rabbi Tender, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Oyebatz. Rabbi Tender said, what do you mean? We're going to rely on scientific tests to determine. I would have thought the professor of biology would certainly rely on the scientific test. Shlomo Zalman, who was the rabbi, he was not the scientist. He said, of course you rely on the scientific test. If they can tell that this is dam maka because it has a lot of oxygen in it, that's obviously that dam in a mocker. The dam in a mocker is like Chazanish calls it the endometrial lining. He calls it the chelak hasfogi in the rechem. So that dam is not circulating in the body. So that dam is not going to have any oxygen. Going to have much less oxygen. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that Pashtus is like that. Whenever you can ascertain based on some kind of a test that it's dam from Macholas or it's dam from Amakos, so then it doesn't count. That's the Pashtus like that. Our religion is a Torah Semes. Everything is based on Emes. So we don't have halachas that don't correspond to reality. Yesterday I was speaking about this. They had why you had the Yarchikal. So I remember when I was a student in college, there was a famous British philosopher, I don't know, maybe he's still famous now, I haven't heard his name, Bertrand Russell. He's not alive anymore. So he wrote a few books. I never read any of the books, but I remember one of the students in my class had the Dictionary of Philosophy, by Bertrand Russell. So he has for every letter of the alphabet, A, B, C, he has a word, at least one word, and he has a cartoon to explain what the word means. So on the, I read the first page. So the first page says, A stands for arithmetic, so they have a picture of a galach with a collar over here in the front, and he's teaching little children in school, writing on a blackboard, 1 + 1 + 1 = 1, because they believe in the Trinity. And it says in the Torah, Shmaisal Shem Echot, so one, so the Trinity is the same as one. So that's Sheka V'chazav, that's Mamish Keneged HaMetzius. There is no such thing. Our religion, we believe in experimentation, everything has to correspond to reality. Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva. Someone once came to me, had a tiny, why the OU gives a hechsher on some kind of palm oil that comes from the Far East, and they send it to America by boat, and if they wouldn't heat it, then it would become solidified. So they have two vats, one next to the other. One has chaza schmaltz, and one has this kosher pine oil or something. And they're both cooking, they're both yatza lettuce, and there's a thin wall that separates between one and the other. So so based on the Yoredei, you should really be concerned. Maybe so much treifus. In Yoredei, we say that we consider the possibility that a bliya goes thrown through the wall. The wall is not so thick. The wall is not so thick separating between them. So Moshe writes in his Truva, if we know how high the pine oil was in the container when they left Malaysia, it was so high. And then and it takes 10 days and it travels over the Pacific Ocean, it comes to Texas or Louisiana, whatever, but it comes to the United States, so it's the same height. It's not higher. So what do you choshish? Maybe the bleas went through and through. Bleas went through and through, so it should be higher? Everything is the same as it was when we left. When we left Malaysia, the chaza schmaltz was at this height, and it's still the same height, and the pine oil was at this height. So when you have to be choshish, that maybe so much chaza schmaltz came in, you no longer have shishim. You don't have shishim against it. How come it's not higher? No, maybe the pine oil went through the other way. A moifus happened. So Moshe said, that's ridiculous. It's keneged hametzias. So you don't have to be choshish. So this learned fellow was very upset. No, but in the Yeridea, it doesn't say like that. Now Moshe said, you got to use your common sense. If you see the chashash, for whatever the explanation is, if you see that it didn't happen, so it didn't happen. If the belief didn't go through, it didn't go through, whatever the explanation is. The Dina HaTorah have to correspond to reality. So this is a shadow. What does it mean? Tibas Dam Kacharlas. The Pashup Shat is in size. It's not a gris. It's less than a gris. You don't need a shear. That's the Pashup Shat. And it says on the side of the Gemara, I'm Pirish Rashi V'Taisis Bin Megillah. There, I think Rashi and Taisis say, Kacharl means the color. I think Rabbi Yehuda quotes, Kacharl means the color of Chardl, that is brown or greenish brown. So the Pashta says that's called Dama Yorik. Dama Yorik. Yorik kikarsi means green, and Yorik alone means yellow or brown. So that was machlokes hakavi be mahalal and the chachamim whether dama yorik is metami the isha or not. There was a certain professor gave a lecture on why how can it be dama yorik, how can it be green dam? So he gave a whole explanation. So they told Rabbi Soloveitchik about it. The next day he said, what is he, crazy? Dama yorik means brown, it doesn't mean green. No such thing as green dam. It means brown dam. Brown, yellow, there's always, that part of the body is always, the woman's body always has things are coming out over there. So Yorick is, we don't pass like a kavi ben malal, dama Yorick is Torah. So some Rishonim learn, tipas dam kechard means the color of chard. So the Pashto says that we don't hold like that. Kechard means it's a tiny size, but it doesn't mean that it's the color of chard, is amarit Torah. So even though there's a lot, we just made a whole discussion on this, whether Bizman is there, it's a din derabbanan, there it's only a meaning, and then afkamin aladina, and what does the word chardl mean? The Gemara considers this memory nothing to discuss.
Is it always the same memory?
The Rambam has it every day. When you say Birchas Hatorah, you say that memory at the end, and then you start davening. There's nothing to think about. It's a case is closed. Tibzam Kachar, nothing to think about, even though we just had a whole discussion on the different details to explain what it's based on. So Gemara said, that's one example. Then Gemara said, another example is, what is that all about? So the din min haTorah is that you only chayv in Shumas HaMaisris, whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael is tevel. We assume la halacha that tevel deraisa, the mitzvah hafrash tumas maisa, only applies to dog and tirish v'yitza, because the psukim say reishes degoncha tirosh chavitza recha. Reishes means the truma. The first thing that you mafresh is the truma. The first thing you mafresh is really the bikurim when it's done mechuba. But after you toilish it, the first thing is truma, then maisa rishon, then maisa sheni. And the gemara says you're not allowed to be mishana the seder hafrashes. One is mishana the seder hafrashes is in violation of the pasuk and mishpatim. That says, what does it say? You're not allowed to be mishana to say the hafroshes. That's the Gemara in the first perik in Tmura. Very difficult. How does it fit in? How does it fit in? Malayoscha refers to the bikurim, and the macha refers to the truma. Why? How does the word? That's problematic. The Ben Ezra Chumash talks about it. How does it? But that's what the pasuk goes on. So min haTorah you only chayv in shumas ma'isa sadog and tirish v'yitza, and min haRabbanan you chayv on everything. Tvua is dogon, so okay. So tvua is going to be even a chiyuv deraisa. But min haTorah the chiyuv to be mafresh shumas ma'isa only applies if you add miruach and rias pnei habayis. And miruach means you removed all the psoilus. And Rashi learns the Rambam never says this. The Rambam just says miruach, you removed all the psoilus, so it's all everything there is roi to be eaten. Has no psoilus mixed in. And the Rashi always says, Miruach, he removed all the psoilus, and then he made a neat pile, and he smoothed out the pile on the top. That's how Rashi always says, Miruach. So then, after doing Miruach, then you have to bring it into Rias Pnei Habayis, you have to bring it into the house. See, even if you had Miruach, if you didn't do Rias Pnei Habayis, Min haTorah, there's not yet a chiyuv to be mafresh to Mesa Maisis. Midrabanan, even though he didn't do Rias Pnei Habayis yet, he only did Miruach, or even before Miruach, so the Gemara has at the end of the Mishnayis and Chumas, and the Gemara has a discussion a little bit in Maseches Beitza, the first perek, and later in the Masechta, a few different places. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat at Achilas Keva. You're permitted to eat at Achilas Arroy, after he did Miruach and Rias Pnei Habayis in the proper order. First Miruach, then Rias Pnei Habayis, and not even allowed to eat it, achilas aroy. But if you only did miruach, or you didn't even do miruach, so it's only awesome in the rabbanon, not minator. It's awesome in the rabbanon to eat achilas keva, and it's mutter to eat achilas aroy. How much is achilas keva? How much achilas aroy? So achilas keva, the guy ate a lot. That's called achilas keva. Then you have, the whole thing is mid the rabbanon. Then you have, there's certain things that are called achilas keva, even though you only nibbled a tiny bit. Shabbos koivas, that's the Gemara has the Mishnayis. And the Gemara has sugyas and beitz about this. Whatever you eat on Shabbos is considered achilas keva because of the pasuk in Yeshaya, the karas of the Shabbos oinik. The Gemara seems to say beferish only Shabbos koivas, but you eat on Yontif, it's not called achilas keva. So the simple reading of the Gemara implies that that pasuk, the karas of the Shabbos oinik, only applies to Shabbos, doesn't apply to Yontif. This is not the way the Rambam wrote. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chavtes, I think, that the Minatorah, there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos, two Minatorah, Zoch v'Shama, and Shnaim Shenis Parshu al-Yidei HaNevim. Two that were spelled out, or that were explained by the Nevim, Kibud v'Yonik, and then the Rambam said, Kras of the Shabbos, and Kadosh Hashem v'Chuba, that's Kibud v'Yonik, and all the four mitzvahs that were formulated in the Chumash and in the Navi regarding Shabbos, all four carry over to Yontav, because Yom and Tovim are also called Shabbos Hashem, like it says, you start counting Sfira, the day after Yontav. So you see, Yontav is also called the Shabbos. So that Rambam became so famous, everybody forgot about the Gemara. The Beis Halevi points it out. The Rambam's against the Gemara, somehow the Rambam won. Everybody knows that on Yontav there's a din of kibud v'yayinik. So why? The Gemara's come out beferish that it's not so. So one thing in Shabbos kavas, another din is bishul is kaveya. If you have a little bit, but you cooked it, another din is melech is kaveya. If you salted mekach is kaveh, if you bought it from someone else and you ate it, it's also called achilas keva. That's where it says bishul is kaveya. So it says only bishul be klibishin klisheni ena mevashel. So it's not called achilas keva. If you took before rias pnei habayis or before miruach, if you cooked it in a klisheni, that doesn't count, unless the Rambam quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, unless it's yad nichlis bo. If the water in the klisheni is not stam yad saledes. Yad saledes, we have machmer 120, 140, 160, something like that. What if it's yad nichlis bo? And mom is scalding hot water. sometimes you go into a bath, you take a shower, and the water is scalding hot, and then your whole arm is going to be burnt. And sometimes the water is very hot, but it's not scalding. There's a difference between Yad Soledes and Yad Nichves. So the Rambam quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, if they did Bishul on the Tevel, before Rias Ben Abayis, it did Bishul B'Klisheni, doesn't count, but if it's Bishul in water that's Yad Nichves Bo, then it is called Bishul. So it's based on that the Chayyodim came up with his Chiddush, that even though in Hilchot Shabbos and even on Yeridei we say that Klisheni Eina B'Bashal, but if it's Yad Nichves, then you see from the Rambam's Yerushalmi that Klisheni is B'Bashal. Then the Chayyodim himself says it doesn't really prove the point, because the Rambam never wrote it, not in Hilchot Shabbos, not in Hilchot Kashrus. So the Pashtus is really that this Chumrah, that Yesh Bishul B'Klisheni, if it's Yad Nichves boy, is only minigir to Achilas Keva. There's so many other things that are Kaveya. Melech is Kaveya. If he salted, Mekach is Kaveya. If you buy it, other things are Kaveya. So this is another thing that's Kaveya, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the din in Kol HaTarkula, that Bishul B'Klisheni, Shmei Bishul, if it's Yad Nichves Bo. That the Chazanish also thinks, Mikra Din, that's it's not really right. That there's no Bishul B'Klisheni, even if it's Yad Nichves Bo, it's only a Chumrah by by Achilas Keva. Yeah, where did the Chachamim Rab Soloveitchik assume they usually say called the Tikra Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikun? So where did they get this idea from that they made an Issa to eat Tevel Achilas Keva, and they gave a whole bunch of things, a whole list of things that are Kaveh? What's the Kein Deraisa over here? Where do you ever find such a din? Let's say there's Basa B'Cholav Deraisa, there's Basa B'Cholav Derabban. So Basa B'Cholav Deraisa, if you cook flesh with milk, that's Basa B'Cholav Deraisa. If you cook chicken with milk, we pass on it, that's only Basa B'Cholav Derabban. You're going to say Basa B'Cholav Derabban is only us, Achilas Keva, Mutar Achilas Haroi. There is no such din. Or Chelev, Min Ator, there's Chelev, Min Derabbanan, the Shuman Hagid is also treated as Chelev. Only the Gid Anasha is also Min Ator. The Shuman Agid is Mutar. And they asked the Shuman Agid ben Rabban. Someone's going to say Shuman Agid is only us Achilas Keva, Mutar Achilas Aroi. You don't find it. Why did they make such a strange din over here? That by the if you didn't do Rias Bnei Abayis yet, you're not allowed to eat Tevel Achilas Keva. You're allowed to eat Achilas Aroi, not allowed to eat Achilas Keva. Where's the call to Tikkun Rabban came? There I said Tikkun over here. So I remember Rab Soloveitchik suggested, and then we found this in Afan HaRambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Says, so we thought Rab Soloveitchik made it up. He was quoting a Rambam. Years ago, people, Rab Soloveitchik, a lot of times he would give a drasha, he'd give a mashal. So people thought he was making up his own dinner. He was quoting on Tosfos, he was quoting on Gemara, he was quoting on Yerushalmi. He wasn't making up his own stuff. Very often like that, he would quote things. he didn't always identify what he's quoting. So he once said over this Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos, this is Kein Deraisa. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, why is it that Min HaTorah the Issa Tevel is only violated if you eat the Tevel after Miruch and Rias Bnei Abayis? So the Rambam says, because whatever you eat, even if you eat a ton of Tevel before Miruch and Rias Bnei Abayis, it's all called Achilas Haroi. And after you do Miruch and Rias Bnei Abayis, everything is called Achilas Keva. So on the level of Deraisa, that is the din. You can't violate Bas B'Cholav V'Zasar in Achilas Haroi. And Chelav V'Zasar even Achilas Haroi. So they can't make a difference over the Achilas Haroi, Achilas Keva. But Tevel, that is the nature of the Din Deraisa. It's only Asar, you have to Miruch, even Yas Pnei Abayis. Because whatever you eat after those two are done, that's called Achilas Keva. Whatever you eat before Miruch and Yas Pnei Abayis, that's called Achilas Haroi. So whenever Behemah eats, that's what Rashi quotes from the Mishnahs, if the Behem eats, that's always called Achilas Haroi. When the Adam eats, so we have a lot of things that are called Keva. You eat a lot, that's Achilas Keva. Or Shabbos Kavas, or Mekach is Kaveya, or Bishul is Kaveya. All the different things. Melech, salting, and so on. But Achilas Behem is always called Achilas Haroi. So that's what Raboshia has this statement. Marim Adam al Tvuasa, yeah, he says the two have to be in the correct order. First you do Miruach, you remove all the psolas, you put it in a neat pot, then you do Rias Bnei Abayis. What if you do the reverse? Machnis Adam, Marim Adam al Tvuasa, Machnisa b'Motshelo, he brings it into the Rias Bnei Abayis, with all the psolus in it. He didn't do the miruach first. You have to first do miruach and then do rias ben abayis. If he brought it in machnis adam tvoasoi into the bayis, machnis and mochelo, and then later on he does the miruach, so it'll never be chayv in shumas amaisus. Since he did it in the wrong order, so that doesn't count. So it can never come. It can never come liday chiyuv. What are you going to take it out and then bring it back in? He already brought it into the rias ben abayis. It's not going to help if you take it out. You bring it back in. That's a tosfos in Menachos here. It says on the side Menachos Samach Zayin Amud Beis. There's a big fat tosfos there. So the tosfos has a machlokes. The Rabbi Natam and the Rabbi Chaim Cohen, I think, have two opinions in tosfos. If you did it in the wrong order, so can never come lidechi of chumas amaisus. So maybe it's even mutter for achilas adam. When do we ask achilas adam, achilas keva? That's if the tevel is such that you did miroch and you didn't yet do a rias ben abayis, and tomorrow it'll become tevel deraisa if you do rias ben abayis. But if you already did, machnisa the mochalo, he took it in, he brought the tevel into the bayis with the psolas. Now you can stand on your head. And now we're going to become tevel deraisa. You made it impossible. So there's one opinion in Tosfos. It's even mutter for achilas adam, achilas keva. They only ask on achilas keva if it can possibly lead up later to rias ben abayis. But if you did it backwards, it can't lead up. So it's even mutter for achilas adam. So why does it say kadesh tei behem tocheles? You say kadesh behei kadesh yuchali ochla achilas keva. So the Tosfos says, no, the guy's dead embarrassed from all the neighbors. What he's going to tell the people? They're asking him, what are you doing? Why are you machnes b'mot shalom? You're going to have to take all the garbage out. You're going to have to separate it. First you did miruch, then you do rias ben abayis. So the guy's going to tell him, because I don't want to be mafish shumas and maisa, so that's, I'm doing it backwards. He's embarrassed to say, he says, I plan to feed it to the behemoth. So that's his teretz. He plans kadesh to behem to achelis. That's his excuse for the neighbors. How's he going to explain why he's doing such a crazy thing? Kadesh tei behem tochelos. The behemoths are hungry, so he's going to feed it. And achilas behemoths, achilas aroi. But the truth of the matter, one day in Tosfos it's machlek, the other day Tosfos says no. Achilas sodom, if it'll be achilas keva, it'll be us. It's only mutter achilas aroi. But going to the other opinion, it's even mutter to eat it achilas keva, because it cannot lead up to achilas derais. Yeah, here is a shaila that...
According to Tosfos, it can't give...
The two opinions in Tosfos, is it only muta achilas behema? Kadesh behem to achilas? But achilas adam will be also. In order to eat achilas adam, achilas keva, he'll have to be mafresh to musa maisis. And the other opinion is, no, even achilas adam, achilas keva. Yeah, he doesn't have to be mafresh to musa maisis. But it's got to, but it says kadesh tehebem tochelus. It doesn't say the person is allowed to eat. So Tosh says, no, that's his excuse. That's how he explains to the neighbors. Why is he doing such a crazy thing? He's embarrassed to say he wants to save a lot of money. The truma is 2% and the maaser rishon is 10% and the maaser sheni is 9%. That's a lot of tvua. That's a lot off the top. You got to be missing more than 20%. You got to be missing. Yeah. So that's a question. The Mishnah Melech quotes Machlokes HaRishonim Hilchos Trumas. The Gemara in the second Perek in Pesachim discusses the various Macholos Asuras. Some of them are Rasa Bahanoa, some of them are Muta Bahanoa. So Tevel happens to be there is Muta Bahanoa. So what's an example? Tevel is Muta Bahanoa. Let's say I'm in a room and there are no chairs. I want to sit down. I don't want to stand the whole time. I have to sit on the floor. It's very uncomfortable. So I have a sack of Tevel. It's like, I'm not going to make it dirty. It's in a sack. It's in a container. So there's no bizoyin ochlim. It's all going to be clean. So am I allowed to sit on the sack of tevel to use it like a chair? So the Gemara says, tevel is muta b'ano. The Gemara has a right, tevel is muta b'ano. So if tevel is muta b'ano, so can I feed it to my behemoths? I'm not eating it. The behemoths are not Jewish. So what's wrong if I feed it to the behemoths? No, that's called hanoshel kilu. That you're not allowed to do. Or let's say you have non-Jewish people visiting by you. In the days of the Tanaim, they had to put up non-Jewish soldiers that to feed them. The din of the machuz had that to feed them. So can you feed them tevo? They're not Jewish. So that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. So Tosfos said that's hanor shel kilui. To feed it to the animals, or to feed it to the achsanya, to the goyish soldiers, that's also because hanor shel kilui is also. So the question is this vort that hanor tevo is muta b'hanor, but if it's hanor shel kilui, it's also. That's a din men atorah. That's only a din men derabban. So that's a the Mishnah Mel quotes. That's a mafurish and machlokes harishayim, where the hanor shel kilui is the raisa derabban. So achreinim are bothered with a kasha. The Bechor Shor has a cloud that we only permit harama. Harama means to use a legal fiction. You only permit harama to avoid violation of an isa derabbanan, but to avoid a real din deraisa, you're not allowed to use harama. So the question is, if you hold that hanor shel kilui is a din deraisa, so Akaman says marim odem al tvua, so he's permitted to do harama. Machnisa b'motzer lo kdesh lebem tocheles. But Behem Tocheles says Hanal Shel Kilui. But that's a din deraisa, so the din should have been that we don't permit Harama. That's the big discussion. Is there such a cloud? Do we really hold like that? That's the Bechor Shor. Sochem has like that. Bechor Shor is by the same author as the Tvua Shor. So he has that, he has the Beis Tanigmar in the end of Masechah Shabbos. That we only permit Harama on Dinim Derabon, we don't permit Harama on Dinim Deraisa. Thing is mechiras chametz. So Bali Rabbi Motzeh is a din deraisa. So we allow mechiras chametz. Don't you see? We permit harama even on a din deraisa. So Rav Soloveitchik always used to recommend. A lot of achrayim have like this. You shouldn't sell chametz b'yet. You should only sell tarubas chametz if you have cookies or cakes or spaghetti. Real chametz b'yet. You shouldn't rely on Mechiras Chametz because that's Bal Yoha Deraisa. You should only rely on Mechiras Chametz and Taruvas Chametz. Taruvas Chametz means the Chametz ingredient, the Chametz component, is less than 50%. If you have flour mixed into soup, in order to make the soup thicker or something like that, well, years ago they used to pour flour into chocolate milk to make it thicker, to make it thick, so the children should enjoy it. So the flour is less than 50% in the mixture, so that's called Taruvas Chametz. If it's more than 50%, then the rov is kaber, that's chametz bien. If it's less than 50%, then it's called taruvas chametz. So Rabbi Natam holds that Bal Yoro, Bal Yimotze, only applies to taruvas chametz with the Rabbanon. So it's a question whether we hold like the Rabbi Natam. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say over from the Achronim, you can rely on the Rabbi Natam, that Bal Yoro is only the Rabbanon by taruvas chametz with respect to permitting harama. We don't on dinam deraisa. We don't permit harama, so you shouldn't rely on mechiras chametz for chametz b'yen, and then for taruvas chametz you can rely on the rabbi natam. So the balabatim always used to ask him, "What about schnapps?" He used to tell the balabatim also. He told the boys in yeshiva, told the balabatim, shouldn't rely on mechiras chametz for chametz b'yen. So what about schnapps? So sometimes he would answer, "That's what the whole mechiras chametz was instituted for, the schnapps." That it's taruvas. On other occasions, he would say in Yiddish, better not to ask. Besser nicht zu fragen. Because the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather wrote Shalosh Tshuvos Pnei Yeshua. And he has in the Shalosh Tshuvos Pnei Yeshua, he develops a notion that schnapps is considered chametz bien. Okay? So that's a question whether it's right. Others say the whole tzushtel, the whole Gemara there on Shabbos is talking about a different thing. The Gemara there in Shabbos tells a story that there was a yeshiva bacher who wanted to go to the other side of the river, and the ferry, the only way to get to the other side of the river is to go on the ferry. To go on the ferry is an iser. Ein shotim, the Mishnah in the end of Beitza, a list of a lot of xeris there upon. So one is even if there's an eriv and there's no iser to carry, but you're not allowed to go in a rowboat. So he went on the ferry, left from this side of the river to the other side, every hour on the hour, every half hour, whatever. So he went on the ferry, and he made believe he's taking a nap. And then the ferry took off, every hour on the hour, the ferry takes off. And then when the ferry reaches the other side of the river, the guy jumps up. Oh, Yeshiva Bacher makes believe that he just woke up. He puts on an act, he just woke up, and he walks over there. It's all Telchatrum. He wanted to be on the other side of the river. So the Talmidim came and they said to the Rebbe, how do you allow this fellow to learn in your yeshiva? He's a Mechal Shabbos. He goes on the ferry on Shabbos. So he says he's a Talmud Chacham, a Tzurim of the Rabbanon. So we permit Harama on Dinim of the Rabbanon if the person is a Tzurim of the Rabbanon. So since he's a Talmud Chacham, and the whole prohibition against going on a ferry is only with the Rabbanon, So we permit harama. He made it look like an accident. We permit harama on a din derabbanan. So for that gemara, that's what the Bechor Shor built his whole case. You only permit harama on dinam derabbanan. You don't permit harama on dinam derais. The Pashto says that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Maramadam, this is a legal fiction. What we call a legal fiction. There was illegal. It was shalokit. Then he went on the boat and he made believe that he's taking a nap. And then he made believe when the boat reached the other side of the river, he made believe that he's waking up. He made it look like an accident. That's a fake. That's illegal. That's not a legal fiction. That's illegal, the whole thing. So that, in the context of that Gemara, so that Gemara means like this. Midirabbanan, they made Xeris Midirabban. You're not allowed to go on a boat. On Shabbos, Shem Yisak, and Chavashil Shayotim. Something may break. The oars may break on Shabbos. He may, by mistake, he may fix it. So the question is, but the guy's a Talmid Chacham, he knows all the dinim, he's not going to forget, he's not going to make a mistake. We can't allow a Talmid Chacham to go ride a boat either, because every time Dick and Harry's going to say, if he can do it, I can do it also. I also know the dinim, I know what it says in the kids of Shulchan Aruch. So you have to prohibit, it has to be a like plug Rabbanan. We don't allow anybody to go. But if he's a Tzur from the Rabbanan and he knows the dinim, and it really doesn't make sense, we should bind him with the Gzera de Rabbanan. But we have to, because everybody's going to see he does it. They're going to also, they'll all violate the Gzera Rabbanan. But if the Tzur of Rabbanan makes it look like an accident, he puts on an act and it makes it look like an accident, so you don't have to be afraid every time Dick and Harry's going to do it. No, it looked as if he fell asleep and he woke up and the boat came to the other side of the river. So then we allow, it's illegal. But then we allow him to violate the Gzera. The Gzera doesn't apply to him because he's a Tzur of Rabbanan. Of course, this heta doesn't apply on the level of deraisa. If you have an isa deraisa, make it look like an accident, you violated the isa deraisa. We're talking about a gzera derabbanan. The gzera is we don't allow going by boat. A gzera, maybe it will lead the person to fix the broken boat, but he knows all the dinim. So we really don't want to make the gzera. We're not interested in making the gzera for him. There is no chashash by him. But you have no choice. You have to. Because the other, the Hamayinam, the Amaratzim, will look at him and they'll say, if he can do it, we can do it also. But if he makes it look like an accident, then it's mutter. But here you're talking about a legal fiction. He did it kedin. He did Rias Pinei Abayis before Mirot. This is a haram, and this is a legal fiction. So it's really not the same. That's what the Nesivos has, a collection of Chuas called Nachlas Yaakov. And he has drushes at the end, and Agarte, and has paid him. So in the first Chuv, in the Nachlas Yaakov, one of the rabbanim from Galicia, the rabbi from Bechoch, sent him a letter. How can you allow mechiras chametz? He allowed the farmers all had the cows, and they used to sell and they used to feed chametz to the cows. And they would sell a cow to the goyish next door neighbor for Pesach, and they would sell the chametz to the goyish next door neighbor also. And they gave him instruction: make sure you feed the cow so many times a day. Make sure the cow eats this. So the other rabbanim said it's harama. You're not really selling it to the goy. You have to pay, so you're going to buy back. The whole thing is harama. How do you permit harama by yours a din deraisa? So the Nesiva says, you don't know what you're talking about. Goodbye. It's wrong. There's nothing wrong with harama. It means it's a legal fiction. It's legal. There's nothing wrong with this harama. The other one thought that you don't permit even legal fiction, even harama not. So the Nesiva says it's not true. We do permit legal fiction. Anyway. So that's the shaila over here. If one should hold that feeding the behemoth tevel is an isa deraisa, hanor shel kilui. The Mishnah Melech quoted in the Hilchas Chumah says, "Samachloik is a rishayim." So if one should hold that it's an isa deraisa, how come it says that it's permissible to do a mar modem al tvasa? It says you're allowed to do such a harama. So it said, doesn't it seem to indicate that harama is mutri, a legal fiction? Stako, he's gotten a legal fiction, not that he's making it look like an accident. A legal fiction is mutter even on an issue deraisa. So that's a question that Achrayim raised over here. Don't you see that haram is mutter even on deraisa? The Ferish Arai, the Pashto says that it is mutter. Yeah. So that's a second example. The first example, Alocha Psukwa, is Bereisa Lachmira Alatzman. Second example, Mar Mara Maltvos Machnitza B'motshala. Even though there is what to discuss there also. And the third example, Libo is same, and if you want, you can say a third example. A big example is Kachim, Asa Bahano, Omoilim Boy. What is that? If you have Dam of karbonis and you reserve the dam on the mizbeach, so then there's no longer a din of me'ilam. There's no din of me'ilam in Torah. It says the dam of the karbonis rolls to the floor, and then there was a ditch in the azara where water would flow. So all of the dam that was mixed in, the dam from the karbonis mixed into the water, would go out, and then it says v'nimkarim leganonim, and the gizbah shel hekdesh used to sell it to those who had farms. It used to help irrigate the farms. If you just have plain water, that helps. But if you have water with a little dam in it, it apparently even helps better. Like the haruge betar, the grapes were growing, the vines were growing based on there was so much dam. The Romans killed so many Jews at the time of betar, when betar fell. So they didn't have to irrigate the area at all. The dam of the harugim was enough. So the Mishnah says, "V'nimkarim leganonim." The gizborim shel hegdish would charge money, and the people will be paid them in a hegdish in order not to violate me'ila by using the dam of the karbonis. So the Gemara says it's only me'ila mid the rabbanon. There's no me'ila in a Torah there, because once you zerk the dam on the mizbeach. Rashi quotes him and says, "Vayikri et zayim." We learn out from the pasuk, "Lachaper." Nisatev l'chem alam isbech lachaper. What do you mean, lachaper? Nisatev l'chem alam isbech lachaper. Why? Because ain't l'chadavah shenasis mitzvah. So I'm oiling bo. He already fulfilled the mitzvah. But if you have dam hakoza, make his dam. Behem is kachim. Means in the days of the Tanoim, until recently, they used to shtel bankers. They used to think that sometimes people or sometimes animals are sick because they have too much dam. Circulating in their body. Maybe there is such a thing. I don't know. So they would let...
They're using it again today.
Oh, yeah? Some instances. So they would let blood, and they felt that that's healthy. So if you have a behemoth kachim, you're not allowed to be nana from the behemoth. But here, you make his dam for the good well-being of the behemoth, that it should live longer, it should be healthier. So when you make his dam, that dam that comes out, that has real me'ila min ha-Torah. That's not nasis mitzvos. If the yizark the dam on the mizbeach, then the pasuk says, "Ani nisatev l'chem on the mizbeach l'chaper, l'chaper nisatev l'oy l'me'ila." But that's only if the yizark it on the mizbeach. But amekiz dam, if it's a kochim kochim, if it's a kochim kalim, even if it's a kochim kalim, the din is that kochim kalim there's no me'ila because it says nevesh kisimum al v'chotah b'kochim Hashem, kochim ham yuchadim l'Hashem. So kachim kachim am yuchadim l'Hashem, kachim kalim anecha l'baylim. But on the chalovim, the chelav and the dam of the kachim kalim, that is called the kachim Hashem. That part is kachim am yuchadim l'Hashem. The chelav of the kachim kalim and the dam of the kachim kalim, that's miyuchad lagavoya. So that is kachim Hashem. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim like that, that the chelav of the kachim kalim is dinek kachim kachim. And if you take it chutz lazar, it's nifsal biyotze. Usually, kachim kalim, the makam is the whole Yerushalayim. So if you take it chutz Yerushalayim, it's nifsal biyotze. And kachim, the makam is the azar. If you take it chutz lazar, so the chela v'dam of the kachim kalim is dinuk in kachim, because it's kachim Hashem, kachim am yichadim Hashem. It's miyuchad lagavoy. So that'll be nifsal biyotze if you take it out of the azar. So that was the third version. Megiz dam hemes kachim is also banoi menatara moilam bo has a real din of me'ila. So some Amoraim did like the Mishnah to put themselves in a very serious mood. And Amoraim, Mavid Kibraisa, that they said halacha psuka. Then the Gemara quotes that you shouldn't be in a miserable mood when you daven. You shouldn't be too freilach, shouldn't be too schok. Shouldn't be toch sicha b'teila, shouldn't be shmuzing the narishkeit, kalas roch. Ela mitoch simcha shal mitzvah. It should be in a happy mood, but not from dvar m'teila. Then the Gemara has the memra, anif de mechaver, al yipot al mitoch dvar alochem. So mitoch kach sochrei. Okay. Then the Gemara has tarabah, mispala, he should be mechaven libo la shemaim. He should pay attention. Davening is called Avodah Shebelev. The whole essence of the davening has got to pay attention. Then the Gemara quotes from the Psukim Daniel that you should daven in a bayis sheyesh bo chaloinas. means the achalayna should be facing the heaven. You should be able to look out the windows and see the sky, and this will bring to Yerushalayim. Or perhaps he's supposed to face Yerushalayim. It says Daniel daven three times a day, and the cave in Psichenle and the windows were open neged Yerushalayim. He was facing Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara quotes the Pesukim. So the Rashash has a kasha here. Rashash was the Rosh HaKohel in Vilna. So he says he has a kasha on Chevre Kadisha had a room for davening, probably next to the cemetery where they did the taras. So they had a Beis HaKnesset Shel Chevre Kadisha, the Chevre of Gemilei Chesed, Gemilos Chasadim Chesed Shalemes. That's the Chevre Kadisha. So their shul didn't have any windows. Then he's bothered also that even the shul, the big shul in Vilna, had windows, but the windows didn't, you face Yerushalayim when you're daven, the windows were not in that direction, the windows were on the side. So when you're davening Shema Nesra, you're not going to be looking out the window, you're not going to see the heavens, you're not going to see the skies. The whole purpose is to see the skies. So he says it's a pella till he found the Gesa Mishnah, quotes the Chuvus HaRambam, that the din only applies when a person is davening b'yichidus. L'olam yispala odom b'bayis. Odom sounds like he's davening b'yichidus. A yochid should daven b'bayis yesh b'chalonis. But if the tzibur is davening b'yada, tefillah b'tzibur, the Rambam writes in the tshuva, you don't need kevim psichanai. The din doesn't apply. And he says that, tamua, how come the poskim don't quote this tshuva's Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch? How come they left it out? The Gemara has a machlekes, where he's supposed to look down and look up. Yeah, so we assume he's supposed to look down. Yeah.
According to that, then it's better with the shachar. Anyway, that even if they're on the side, you're not really looking out the window. It's only that happens to come up.
It probably means if you open your eyes, you should be able to see the heavens. Maybe you're not supposed to open your eyes. Okay. But if you do open your eyes, you shouldn't see the birds, you shouldn't see the animals, you shouldn't see the people, you should be able to see the sky. The window should be in such a way that if you do open your eyes, you'll see the heavens.
I heard the Zohar says you're not supposed to have your eyes open when you're done.
Are you doubting?
Because you're not going to die in the Shikah.
Well, okay. I don't know. But Rashi says here, the reason why you have the windows, you should be able to see the sky, and it should be instilled with the Yerushalayim.
Then the speech.
Hmm? Okay, okay. Yeah.
Looking to sit or...
We mentioned Rav Gusman has a tshuva in the end of his Sefer on Kiddushin, but again to this din, of B'nai Sisolach Mira Al-Atzman, he quotes the Machloikas. The Shach quoted in the Machlokes of Rishonim, whether it's a din, the Rabbanon, or a minig. So the Shach says, we pass on the Shulchan Aruch that even Zohanaz, that's only a minig. So he says, therefore, sometimes women can't become pregnant because they need Shivinikim. And by the time the Oita left the Shivinikim, so it's already too late to become pregnant. They have to have a very short cycle. So is there room to be Mekel on the Shivinikim? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this, and he says, this comes up every so often, so he says, the rabbi should not get involved, he shouldn't paskin, he should try to be mishtamit, don't give an answer. But what do you mean, he can't not give an answer, sometimes you have to give an answer. So Baal Peh, Rav Gusman writes that on a few occasions, he with Rav Moshe, with the third rabbi, put together a bezdin, and they paskin that the woman only has to observe the dinam of Nida Deraisa, she doesn't, when it's only a minig, when Shivinikim, sometimes Shivinikim is a takana of Rebbe, a takana of the Rabban, and sometimes the Shivinikim is only a minig. So he says, whenever it's only a minig, and the minig comes in conflict with the with the possibility to fulfill the mitzvah of Pirei B'Rivia, so then whenever a minig is in conflict with the real din, then you have to observe the din, you have to violate the minig. So that's what Rav Gusman has, that sometimes the Shivinikim is only a minig. Whenever it's only a minig, then there's room to... How does he know that whenever a minig comes in conflict with the real din, so you observe the din and you violate the minig? So he quotes from the Rambam by the Shulman Agid, that the Rambam says when you bring a Korban Pesach, so you cut out the chutei chelev, you cut out the chutei dam, and then you broil the whole Korban Pesach, Rosh HaKrov Al Kirbay, and then you slice it up after you broiled it. And then after you broiled it, then you remove the Gidanosha from it. So the Ravid is basing on the Rambam in Hilchas Korban Pesach. He says, his sarcastic style, so he writes, if I would be there in the Beis HaMikdash and this man would bring his Korban, I would throw it on the floor and tell him he's not allowed to eat it. He just made a treif, because he broiled the Korban Pesach with the Gidanosha. So it's treif. So the Kesem Mishnah asked Taka, what's pshat in the Rambam? If you broil together, there's a mitzvah, Rosh Al Kor Bal Kiv, he's supposed to broil everything together. But he's going to make a treif, so you have to remove it. The Rambam says you have to take out the chutei chelev and the chutei dam, so it shouldn't make the whole Korban Pesach treif. So why didn't he say you have to take out the Gidon Osha? So the Kesem Mishnah says because there's a machlekes in Chulin per Gidon Osha, we pass kanein begid merais and tam. The Gidon Osha doesn't ask it with nesinas tam. But then the Kesem Mishnah asks, but the Shuman Agid is also mid Rabban, and the Shuman Agid is a machlekes in Taisvis. He says Shuman Agid is exera otu gid, so since gid anosha ain't be gid menais and tam, Shuman Agid also you don't have to worry about nesinas tam. What he's saying, no. So he says the Rambam holds not like that opinion in Taisvis. The Rambam holds that Shuman Agid does ask. That's the opinion that we paskan in Yeridea. Gid anosha doesn't ask it with nesinas tam, ain't be gid menais and tam, but the Shuman Agid is mochamer than the gid. It does ask it. So how can the Rambam say you broil it with the gid anosha with the Shuman Agid? So the Kesem Mishnah answers that the Loshan HaGemara and Chulam was Shuman Agid is Mutam in HaTorah Yisrael Kedoshim no Agubo Yisrael. So he says, you see from the Gemara, it's not even a din Medir Rabban, it's only a minig. And that's the din. Whenever a minig comes in conflict with the real dins, you have to observe the din. So here the real din is Rosh Val Krov Al Kirba. He's supposed to broil the whole Korban Pesach together. And then there's a minig, you don't need Shuman Agid. So on Pesach night, all the Jews in the world who came to eat Korban, they all violated the minig. Everybody ate Shuman Agid, because the din requires you should boil everything all together. The gid they didn't remove because they begin Menos and Tam, doesn't ask, and then they cut it out before they ate it. They cut it out and they threw it in the garbage. But the Shuman Agid would be nivela into the Psar Korban Pesach, and everybody violated the minig. Because whenever the minig is in conflict with the din, you have to observe the din. We discussed it in the first parak. Mm-hmm. The Gemara spoke about the people who don't go to shul. Haraga lava the Beis HaKnesses, they have a minig type that they always come to daven and the Beis HaKnesses, and they don't show up. So then it's Siv interprets that they're in violation of the minig. But if it's bar mitzvah is muti, you can violate a minig whenever it's in conflict with the mitzvah. So that's Rav Gusman's tshuva. As a tshuva printed in the end of the Sefer on Kiddushin. Yeah. Then the Gemara has that it's not proper to daven out loud. Mashmiya kolo bitfilosa. As if God can hear. When you daven softly, Baruch Hashem can hear even if he's saying a whisper. Yeah. That only goes on the Shmon Esrei. You should say Shmon Esrei belachash. You learn out all the dinim, hilchas gaber vas. Important dinim can be learned out from tefilas chana. And one was that the raks v'sarnos v'kol lo yishama, that he shouldn't be mashmir kol b'tefilas. Should he be mashmir li'ozna v'anat? So that's a Rashi and Yuma has on Daf Yud Tes and Beis. Rashi says and Yuma, the Gemara says v'dibarta bam v'lo b'tefila. What does that mean? V'dibarta bam v'lo b'tefila. So Rashi quotes the Shiltis. Rashi understood the Shiltis as saying, "V'dibarta bam kriyashma you need dibur. You have to at least lechatchila, maybe even likuli b'riyevin machleks Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Yosi. You have to be mashmir liyoznov. For lo betfila, tefila you don't even have to be mashmir liyoznov lechatchila. That's how Rashi understood the Shiltis. The Netziv thinks that the Shiltis never said it. Then Rashi misunderstood the Shiltis. He has a different pshat. So many hold that by tefillah shmanes, you have to be mashmeli oznov. at least lachatchila. If you hold the yotze by kriyas shma without mashmeli oznam, probably yotze by tefila also if you're not mashmeli oznam. Rav Soloveitchik had a svar to say that even if by kriyas shma you are yotze without mashmeli oznam, maybe tefila is mochomer, that you're not even yotze even by yevet, that's your mashmeli oznam. But it shouldn't be b'kol rum. It shouldn't be so loud that everybody in the shul hears it. So this goes on the Shmon Esri. It shouldn't be mashmiel kol b'tfilosa so loud that all the other people can hear it as well. But by Psuka de Zimra, that was always the minhag that they used to say Psuka de Zimra out loud. It doesn't have to be like the Stolener. They scream on top of their lungs. Mamish, they scream. The walls are shaking. Doesn't necessarily have to be so loud, but the minhag always was that it was loud. So in the Reformed temples in Europe, they made a takana that the davening should be in a bekavadiga fashion. Everybody should say Psuka de Zimra softly. They shouldn't scream out. They shouldn't scream out loud. So there was one person came to daven in the temple, and he was davening out loud the Psuka de Zimra. So they sent the shayla to the marsham that he should send the guy a letter that he's doing wrong. The marsham says, "I think he's doing right. I don't like your takana. You have no right to make such a takana." Minhag always was, he claims from Duri Duris, that Psuka de Zimra you do say out loud.
The Sfarim say it loud.
I mean, who? The Chazan says it loud. Chazan says it out loud. Everybody's Yotze with Shemei Kaina. Yeah.
Some of them say it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's not a problem. Mashmir Yosem, that's not a problem. The Gemara had before the Shmuel Harina Vela Tfilo, that the person should not be Sholt Zeracha before he's Mesada Shvocha Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. First you have the Shmuel Harina. Harina is the praises. Vela Tfilo is the Bakoshes. This is really the Gemara in the next stop, Amam and Beis Amin Aleph, the last four lines. The only Messiah of Shvach Hashal Kodesh Baruch Mechakach is Palmim. Amam and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Atu Achilos Ala Ars Esavduch Has Kodloch Has Yotcha Chazalka. He praises our Kodesh Baruch. And then afterwards he says, Ebron Avi Yeren. So you see, you have to be Messiah of Shvach Hashal Kodesh Baruch Mechakach is Palmim. So that's repeated over here in Lamed Aleph Amin Aleph. It's the same idea. The question is, what's the nature of Psuka de Zimra? So that's a big machlokes harishon, machlokes tesis, and we discussed this already many times. Machlokes tesis in the Rabbeinu Yona. The Gemara in the end of Shabbos calls Psuka de Zimra Halel. There's a Halel Hamitzri that's on Nisim, on the Ma'alim and HaTeva, and then there's a Halel of the Psuka de Zimra of Teva. He prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the whole system of Teva that he instituted. That's considered Halel. So Rabbeinu Yonah is of the opinion that Halal you can say all day long. Halal you can say, even if you're ready, let's say the person is ready, Daven Shachris, L'chatchili should say the Psuka de Zimra before the Shmona Esrei. As a Heder, as a Kiyama, V'sadra Aram Shocha Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chakach Yispal. Strictly speaking, you might say by saying the Gimel Rishonis. Say the Gimel Rishonis before you say Chaneni Mitcha, De'ad Bina Mahaska, before you say the 13 brachas in the middle. So we enhance Yisad Adam Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. We enhance it by saying the Birchas Kriya Shema right before the Shmona Esrei. So that's more Yisad Adam Shvachar. And we enhance it further by saying the Psuka de Zimra. That's also Yisad Adam Shvachar. Chacham Avadya has his tshuva that they don't follow the Rabbi Natan. We don't allow women to say a brach on a lulav and on a shofar. A mitzvah says there's a magrama. Women can't say a brach. And since the women are part of Kriya Shema, they can't say the Bichas Kriya Shema will be a bracha levatola. The women are not allowed to say the brachas in the Ramuchi. So what about Psuka de Zimra? So that, yes, Rabbi Kevega Yashu, yeah, Psuka de Zimra, the women should say. That's based on Yisad Rav Nishrocha, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chakach Yispal. The women aren't mechiv to say Kriya Shema with the brachas, but they should say Psuka de Zimra before. So the Rabbin, so that's reciting Psuka de Zimra in advance of the Shmona Esrei, is an added heder in the din of Yisad Adam Shvachos Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu V'chakach Yispal. But the Rabbin Sotesu's opinion, that's all it is. And if you're ready, if you came to shul late and you started from Baruch Hu, you didn't say the Psuka de Zimra, so you can't, you don't gain anything by saying Psuka de Zimra later in the day. And the Rabbin Yonah disagrees. He says no, that's one in, you know, Yisad Adam Shvachos Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu V'chakach Yispal. But it's also, the Gemara calls it the Halal. And the Halal, the Mishnah says in Megillah, is Halal Kol Hayom, all day long. So even if a person didn't say Psuka de Zimra before the davening, he can say after the davening. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ramban, has a tshuva, he makes a compromise between the two. He says, Ramban was a mechutim with the Rabbeinu Yonah, their children were married. So he says, there is value to recite Psuka de Zimra even after you daven Shmona Esrei, But you should be choshesh for shitas ha-taisus, that there's no value, so you shouldn't say baruch shama with yishtabach. But there are many animals that you can even say the brachas, because halal is all day long, and the psukah de zimra is a mitzvah to recite, even not the Torah's yisara mashracha shal kodesh baruch hu v'achar kach yispal. Okay. That Rabbi Kivega says that. Yeah, I don't, Rabbi Kivega thinks that even though women are, strictly speaking, they're exempt from Kriya Shema with the brachas, of Psukah Zimra they're not exempt, that they really should say. So Chamavad, you recommend you shouldn't say that either, shouldn't say the brachas, okay. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Maharil has in Suffolk, where the women are mechuyev to say Zemek Kaiman. But Torah, what do we recite as Amakana? Is it B'Torah and Neshama Farm so saying that then the women should also say it? But if it's B'Torah Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, that's B'Torah and Kiddushin quotes from the Goenim. Yolam Yishad HaShadim Shlosov, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. So we say Parshas HaTomid, that's Shlish B'Mikra. Then we say Shlish B'Mishnah, the Mishnah is Amakana. Then we say the Braiser Rebbe Shmar Lomed, that's Shlish B'Talmud. So we yotzei for the whole days. So if it's b'torah shlish b'mikra shlish b'mishnah, then the women are not mechuyev to do that. But he quotes the Maril as a suffix. Maybe the reason why the men have to recite as amikamim is b'torah so the shama from sasena. Then the women are also mechuyev. Yeah. Might be the raisa to recite parshas hakorbanos. Yeah. The Torah and the Shalma form Salsena, yeah. But he doesn't talk about his Amikon, but he talks about the Parsha Sakarbonis. He assumes that it really is a din deraisa, yeah. Okay, maybe we will stop here. The Nimar has a lot of agarta about that Tfilas Chana. It's all fascinating. Tomorrow, believe that, we'll start at the same time from the Pasuk, the comment on the Pasuk. It's spelled with a hey at the end. So Tosis says the Gemara was medayik from the hey. That you have to stand five amas away.
Somebody brings from the wheat into the Mishnah before making the
Miruach.
Why don't we say, Kol Tov Yishlam Rachman Allah Sabbath Yavid Lamahan?
The Torah says Loi Sabbat. The Torah doesn't say Loi Sabbat. The Torah just says you want to be clear and show us a nice. So if you do it, then you want more passion.
The way it was said. It's the Russian law.
Yeah. If the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, you have no right to do it, so you have no right to express das on that, so you're allowed to do whatever you want. So then the normal is to do me well first. So you do it backwards, so it's not Mechayev. Yeah.
There was a boy from somebody, whatever, and 5 months ago, on a stall in the bathroom, wrote, may God bless Yeshiva. He wrote G.O.D. But is that not right? Is that the first thing?
He wrote it by the bathroom.